السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله العزيز الحميد ناصر الدين بأهل السنة دعاة التوحيد، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، معز من أطاعه واتبع هداه ومضل من خالف أمره وعصاه، وأشهد أن حبيبنا وقدوتنا ومعلمنا محمدا عبده المجتبى ورسوله المرتضى ونبيه المصطفى، صلى الله وسلم وبارك وزد عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. الآية. All praise is due to Allah تبارك وتعالى, who has granted us this opportunity to be among those who have witnessed this Jummah in one of the sacred months. Peace and blessings be upon the Messenger of Allah تبارك وتعالى. In our today's khutbah, briefly, among the acts of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligate to servants or to his slaves is the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's one of the tremendous act of worship. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah jalla wa ala mentions this tremendous act of worship. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have believed, udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. Remember or praise Allah Jalla wa Ala regularly. The question to all of us is, remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an optional, or it's mandatory or an obligation? I would say that remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an obligation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it to believers to always remember him, to often talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to praise him. That's why one of the acts of worship, or if someone wants his heart to be life or to have life in it, he has to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why one of the attributes to the munafiqun, one of the attributes of the hypocrites, that they don't usually regularly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except little. And the vice versa. That means the believers regularly, often remembers Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, talk about him. In an authentic hadith that is in Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim, in hadith Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu arda, the Messenger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُهُ. The similitude between that one who remembers Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the similitude of the one who remembers Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and someone who does not remember Allah, كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ, is like that of the living and the dead. If someone remembers Allah tabarak wa ta'ala often, مَثَلًا بَعْدَ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْمَفْرُوضَةِ, after our obligatory prayers, there is adhkar that we have to bring or we have to do after our five prayers, and other times that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if someone doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if someone doesn't bring the adhkar, he's like a person who's dead. however much he's eating or drinking or enjoying life, but he's regarded in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as a dead person. This means, brothers, barakallahu feek, however much you're busy, make a benefit of this. Be among those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take at least 3 to 5 minutes after your salah, obligatory one, after your congregation of prayer, and you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a few, alhamdulillah, minutes, then you can go back to your busy life. Walillahi alhamdu wal minna. Wa barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khayran. Aqulu ma sami'tum, aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum. Tubu ilallah, fattab dhanbika man la dhanba lah. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين في عجالة سريعة. While we conclude our today's khutbah, الإمام ابن القيم, one of the noble scholars, in his famous book الدَّاءُ وَالدَّوَاءُ أَوْ الْجَوَابُ الْكَافِ لِمَنْ سَأَلَ عَنِ الدَّوَاءِ الشَّافِي, he mentioned about five barriers to someone's heart to be among the sound hearts. And let's not forget that Allah Jalla wa'ala wants us to be with the sound hearts, يعني القلب السليم. If someone's heart doesn't remember Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, is fond of being hidden, reluctant, al-ghafla, that means your heart is diseased. If you don't often remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means your heart is diseased. And that's a big problem in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's why he mentioned that if you want your heart to be sound, salimun min al-ghafla allati tunaqidu a-dhikr, it has to be secure and free from hiddenness that nullifies remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I conclude with this qissa. Dhakarahu Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim mentions it about his teacher Ibn Taymiyyah. Dhakara hadhihi al-qissa. Yaqulu Ibn al-Qayyim. Ibn Qayyim says, جَاءَ الْيَوْمِ إلى ابن تيمية. One day he came to the masjid to meet his teacher, Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, Abu al-Abbas Ahmed Ibn Abdul Halim Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله تعالى. فوجده جالس في المسجد متكئا على عود المسجد. He found Ibn Taymiyyah in the masjid. وكان يحافظ على الورد في الصباح والمساء. Ibn Taymiyyah used to maintain regular remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the morning and the evening. So when Ibn Qayyim came to the masjid, he found Ibn Taymiyyah seated already in the masjid, inclined against the pillar of the masjid. فَمَا جَرَأَ أَن يُكَلِّمُهُ. Ibn Taymiyyah was not able to talk to Ibn Qayyim. Then Ibn Taymiyyah continued with remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim decided to wait. فَمَا إِنْ فَرِغَ Ibn Taymiyyah. When Ibn Taymiyyah finished his remembering of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, إِلْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ, he turned to Ibn Qayyim and asked him, قَدْ كُنْتُ هَا هُنَا مِنْ زَمَانِ, have you been waited here for so long? Faqala Ibn al-Qayyim, na'am. Ibn Qayyim responded by saying, yes, I've been waiting. Faqala lahu Ibn Taymiyyah. Ibn Taymiyyah told him, hadha ghadha'i, this is my lunch. Yani remembering Allah. This is my lunch. Hadha ghadha'i, this is my lunch. Lawla lam ataghadda, If I don't have strength to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la qawaytu ala al-mashi, I can't have strength to walk. If I don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I don't have strength to walk during the day. Subhanallah. غذاؤه, his lunch is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ليس غذاؤه الفول والخبز. His lunch is not beans and bread, but remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he used to maintain remembering Allah regularly. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. So, in this story, let's pick lessons. Let's learn something that remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many, many virtues which we cannot go into right now because we have limited time. Wabarakallahu fikum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to be among those who remember him often, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier for us. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu tasliman, wa qala alayhi salatu wa salam, man salla alayhi salatan wahida sallallahu biha alayhi ashar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid, wa barik Allahumma ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid, wa arda Allahumma ashabi rasulillah khususan minhum Abu Bakr wa Umar Uthman wa Ali wa an baqiyat ashabi ajma'in. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin adhill ash-shirka wal mushrikin, dammir a'da'aka a'da' ad-din. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم كن لهم مؤيدا ونصيرا ومعينا وظهيرا. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. وبارك الله فيكم، وصلي اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد